Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because it belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Verse 11. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Verse 13. Suddenly, a great company of the heaven host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Now, if you're a regular here at Park, you'll know that the last few weeks we've been working our way through the old hymn, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." And we started at the end of the hymn, and we've worked our way through it from the end, and now we're at the beginning this morning. So, and we'll sing it in a few moments to close our service. I don't have my clicker, boys, so to you. This is how the words go in the first verse. "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful, all you nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem." I don't dare ask whether you've fallen out with anybody this morning. I suspect that some of us probably have fallen out with someone else this morning. And isn't it interesting just how quickly peace can evaporate? Even on the day like today, which is all about joy and everything else, peace is so fragile, isn't it? And then we need reconciliation again. So I hope if you have fallen out, you can fix that today somehow. Maybe you can be a peacemaker today in your house. But even more than that, of course, is the reconciliation that we all need with God. Reconciliation between God and man. That's what part of that hymn is about, isn't it? God and sinners reconciled. It's such a great line, I think. That's what Christmas is all about. God came to us. God came to us in the form of a baby, in the form of a man, to reconcile us to God. And friends, that is the best news in the whole world. That is the best thing. That is the very best thing about today. That there is a way back to God. There is a way to be reconciled to him. And it doesn't matter what you've done, how horrendous your life might have been. Whatever you might have done or said or thought, there is peace and freedom and hope and help and eternal life on offer to you today through Jesus Christ. Through his birth and life and death and resurrection, life is there for you today. I wonder if you've been invited anywhere this Christmas. Well, you're all invited for Christmas dinner here, aren't you? So there you go. Everyone's invited to something. Well, look at that line there. It says, joyful, all you nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. That's an invitation, isn't it? Join the triumph of the skies. To join in with something meaningful, something powerful, something extraordinary, something joyful. Come and join in. That's what the hymn is saying. You see, when we sing this, that's what it's saying. It's saying to each, we're singing to each other, join in with this. So what on earth is the triumph of the skies? If we're meant to join in with it, what does it mean? You remember when the shepherds were living out in those fields, as was read to us a few minutes ago. I imagine it was just a very ordinary night when suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appear out of nowhere. Well, actually, let me just explain that a little bit. Literally, in the original language, it says a plethora of heavenly armies appeared. Okay? It's the same word we get our word, English word plethora from. A plethora, a huge number of heavenly armies appeared in the sky. So you just imagine you're one of those shepherds sitting there on the hillside that night, and suddenly this heavenly army appears in the middle of the night, and it says the glory of the Lord shone around them. Now I don't know what that looks like, but it sounds pretty cool to me. So there they are. And what is this heavenly army doing? It says they're praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven. That's what we all said in lots of different languages a moment ago. Side note, by the way, the angels are always praising God because they're perfect beings. And they are always giving glory to God because he is the most worthy. For us, we're not always giving glory to God, are we? Because we see more worth than other things that we do in him quite a lot of the time. Anyway, so it doesn't say they're singing, actually. I always thought it said they were singing. It doesn't say they're singing. It says they said it. They said it. Maybe they were chanting together, maybe shouting, I'm not sure. But they're declaring the goodness and the power and the glory of God. I think that's what Charles Wesley had in mind. In that moment, as the vast angel armies loudly declare the glory of God in the highest and peace on earth to his people, join with that. Join with that. And after hundreds of years, thousands of years of waiting, he's here. Messiah Jesus has arrived. That's why they're singing. That's why they're shouting, rather. The glorious plan of God to rescue humanity has started. It's unstoppable. It's unchangeable. It's undeniable. Friend, that is the triumph of the skies. The angel hosts, the angel armies shouting glory to God in the highest. Because he's come, the Messiah has come to rescue the world. Join in with that. Join in with the angels giving glory to God and peace to men. You see, it's a call to worship. In the midst of all the stuff of Christmas. And it's an important call to us, isn't it? In amongst all the stuff, or maybe in spite of it, to worship. And friends, you're doing it. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, isn't it? Because I think, in some sense, you recognise here this morning, we know, don't we, that there is something even greater and better and more important and more special than being with family and having turkey and presents. Wonderful though those things are. The very, very best, the most important thing, the most ultimately satisfying thing in all of humanity, in all our human experience, the very best thing is worshipping God because he's glorious. Because in the end, everything, and I kind of hate to say this, but the rest of it won't last. You know, your Christmas dinner will be over in an hour or two. All right, and the presents will be broken. And you know, nothing else lasts, does it? But the God's call to us, God's call to us is to worship. And that is the most ultimately satisfying thing in all the world for a human being to do. What about joyful all you nations rise? I think it's a wonderful thing how the whole story started with just a few shepherds. We don't know how many, but a handful, I guess. It all started with a handful of poor shepherds on a hillside a few thousand miles away. But that was just the very beginning, wasn't it? You know, Jesus once said that his kingdom was like a mustard seed. Oh, I meant to bring some and I forgot. Mustard seeds, very, very tiny, like a speck of dust, you know. There you go, there's one there. You just can't see it. There you go. So it starts tiny. It starts tiny, but the point is, it's the tiniest seed that a first century farmer would have been familiar with, all right? Now, mustard seeds, it's an annual plant. So it doesn't grow into a tree, actually, despite what some translations say. It's a herb. And it grows, but it's a very fast-growing herb. It grows to about 2 meters tall. Which is pretty impressive for a herb, isn't it? Like, that won't work with your parsley. It grows big enough, if you leave it, it grows big enough for the birds to come and find shade, to sit in the tree, plant, big plant, to sit in it. In fact, there's no other herbs, I think, will do that, but mustard does. So Jesus' point is that his kingdom is something that starts ever so small, very, very small, but will grow fast and big. Jesus is saying his kingdom will do that. And the birds are people from every nation. Oh, we haven't got time this morning. But in the Old Testament, in various places, people from different nations it says they're like birds that come. Well, this is a wonderful thing, you see, because Jesus is saying that his kingdom is not going to just be a little Israel thing. Okay, it's not going to start with some shepherds on a hillside in Judea. All right, the nations will come and find shelter and shade and rest in his kingdom. And on Christmas Day today, it is so wonderful, isn't it? As we remember this tiny, tiny beginning, a few shepherds visiting a baby in a manger, like that tiny seed planted, but it's growing. And now, it's a big, big leafy plant, deeply rooted in Judean soil for sure, but big enough so that birds of every kind can come and find rest and shade in its branches. And friends here today, you are those birds. You are those birds. And we heard languages from all over the world, didn't we? It is such a privilege to have people from all over the world here, so many different nations, gathered together to worship King Jesus. Crossing over divides of culture and language and economy and class and everything else that divides us to worship and find rest in Jesus.